This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. If you love garlic so much that you could ward off vampires just from the scent wafting off your body, not saying that that's me, then you might consider planting it. For Zone 4 folks, the middle of October is a good time. This is usually a couple of weeks after the first killing frost. If you live in Zone 3, then a couple of weeks earlier is sufficient. There are a lot of varieties of garlic, but the best type for our cold zones is a hardneck. They tolerate our climate conditions much better than the softneck type. Don't plant grocery store garlic. You'll be very disappointed. Garlic grows best in sandy loam soil due to its texture and draining capabilities. Make sure you add lots of organic matter to your planting area. Your soil should be loose and fluffy for optimum growing. A raised bed's a great option. Plant cloves pointy side up about 6 inches apart in rows about 24 inches apart. 3 to 5 weeks after planting, mulch your garlic bed with a 3 to 4 inch layer of straw to keep temperatures more moderate. The cold isn't the problem. It's the ground heaving that can push the bulb out of the ground that's the problem. You can remove the mulch in April. Watering is most critical from mid-May through June as garlic has a shallow root system. For hardneck varieties, it's recommended that you remove what's called the scape once it starts to curl. I have pictures on gardenbite.com to show you what that is. Your garlic clove yield is reduced by 20 to 30% if you leave the scape on. In some countries, it's considered a delicacy and used in stir fries, salads, and steamed veggies. Go to gardenbite.com for information on varieties and where to buy garlic cloves for planting. Find Garden Bite on Facebook. And send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What's happening in your garden? That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.